Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
And that's how we make our intro for Thursday. Good morning, everyone. This is Tony Wolfpaw. And today we picked up a title that my friends over here in the chat room thinking, what are we going to talk about today? Well, you saw the title. The title says People's Choice, right? Rita Tyner is with us, representing the chat room over here one more time. Rita, I asked you a question today, all right?
Yes.
Just about a few seconds ago. Just a few seconds ago, what that question was.
Oh, let's see. Now you're going to make me really think what the...
Dishavi, there you go.
How to pronounce the Dishavi. I was trying to think of, because I looked at the name and I'm like, Dishavi. I was trying to pronounce it to see how it would sound.
Yes. That wasn't the question that I asked you seconds ago. And by the way, what she's saying is that we will have Steve Dishavi from Dead Files with us next coming Monday, the 16th, okay? And that wasn't the question. I asked you.
So what was it? You just asked me that.
Yes. You see, I asked you, did you have coffee this morning?
Oh, that was beforehand. No, I don't drink coffee at all.
All right. You don't drink coffee at all. I was talking to you. You asked me about what are we going to talk about in people's choices. You know, some people prefer coffee. Other people prefer tea. You said neither of them. Okay.
No, I do not.
And why do people drink coffee in the morning?
For the caffeine?
Exactly. A lot of people are like very hooked with that, of the coffee. I had coffee yesterday, but I haven't had coffee in a very long time. I remember having coffee in it, and I like it strong, and other people have different, some people like coffee with sugar, some people like coffee with brown sugar, some people add the artificial sugar, and all in all, these are things that are like very, very, if some people don't have their coffee in the mornings, it's like they turn into like gorillas, like they say, you know, they don't function. It's almost like those that smoke. Have you ever had a smoking, in your past? I used to smoke a lot,
yes,
but not anymore.
I used to smoke, too.
And when
Years ago.
That you smoked, okay, were you drinking coffee back then?
No, never had coffee.
You've never had coffee in your life?
Never. I don't even like the smell of it.
For the first time, I'm talking with someone that has never had coffee in their in really, okay.
Really?
So I think we should shut down the show for today, because what's the use of talking about something if you haven't participated in? I'm just messing with you. Okay, then the people's choices, people's opinions. Some people produce things with people's opinions in mind, thinking, okay, I'm going to do this because I believe that maybe it's something that will be of your liking or so. We talk about paranormal shows. We talk about different subjects. And I wanted to know what is the people's choice and what would, in regarding to shows and things that they will like to hear. Okay, to kind of like make like a survey or so. Have you ever participated in surveys?
Yes, I have.
Do you like them?
No.
Neither do I. But that's the thing. A lot of people don't do the research on the market in which they want to present their things. You know, so. Sometimes, and it's very clear that I've heard this many times before, those who fail to plan to fail. So how is it possible to present something without really taking what people want, or what is the people's choice. We started this the chat room because there was vast amounts of opinions and many things that people were talking about. We began doing the paranormal shows because it was of our personal interest. Really never thought what people prefer to talk about in morning shows. So it's a lot of people that listen to our show are people that are not into the paranormal at all. I mean, you know, and we're under the paranormal category. So, again, you know, I've never looked into that. So, like, what is your feel? I mean, we've been talking about paranormal, but I don't think you were, like, into it before. How is has this show changed you at all?
It's the same. I've always been interested in the paranormal. I just never made a big stink of it. It lasts quite 2 years. I have not really talked too much about it because all the things that happened in the past as I was growing up, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to experience that again. But now it's just, I'm not afraid of anything the older I got. And as my mother tells me, if you see something, you just talk to it and give it rules.
Okay. If you see something, you just talk to it and give it rules?
Yes, boundaries of what the spirit can or cannot do.
Okay. See, when we bring the paranormal subjects, we never brought paranormal subjects to scare people. We've always looked for, you know, what most people, when they say, I want to debunk that, and I think that this can be debunked or that can be debunked. We speak about the paranormal, and we received all and every story in very natural way, not to create that big sensation of this is something that you should do, you know. We've talked about the Ouija boards, too. Remember that we also discussed, how is it different, the Ouija board from a K2 meter, if they're both using it in the same way? But no, wait a minute. The K2 meter is something that it's okay, but the Ouija board can open portals. It's like the K2 meter. Do you think that with your intent of the way you're trying to communicate, don't you think that opens up a portal? Open up a portal is very simple. We're opening up a portal right now. Every day that we start the show, with a conversation. That's a portal. That's an open door right there to converse, to talk. And I wanted to know what is the, you know, as far as talk shows, what do people prefer? What do you prefer to talk about, like in the morning? What do you prefer to listen? I prefer music. Say what? You have a talk show. You say you prefer music. Of course I do. Of course I do. I mean, my span of attention can be very short sometimes. I could be doing a talk show. I could be doing a talk show and playing with clay, and then all of a sudden, you know, you ask me a question and says, Tony, what? Oh, what are we talking about? I was over here entertaining. Making a figurine, doing something, because it is what identifies me, is what I'm attracted to doing. Other people are attracted to dance. For example, Linda Jenkins, she does the light. She has you mentioned the light show thing with her dance. I have to see that, Linda. Good morning, by the way. She's there in the chat room. And yes, I'll be communicating with our friend. They're helping me out. They're helping me out with this computer thing. You know that we're not all into the computer things. It's almost like there's an update for everything. Right now I turned up my computer. There was an update. There's an update for your printer. There's an update for this program. There's an update for that. And geez, how many times iTunes want to, we want to install iTunes on your computer. I don't know. Have you seen that? And by the way, I'm asking you because I did ask you to download the iTunes.
Yeah, no, I have not seen that because I had told you when my son gets here, he's going to do it all for me.
Okay.
Because he knows exactly which one, because there were so many, and I didn't know which iTunes to click on.
And they're not, well, you know, that's you. Me, I don't even know. I have it. I know that I have it. And the reason why I'm bringing this, folks, is that I believe that the station, the Apache Radio Network, or Unity Radio Network, can be listened if you have the iTunes app, okay, and you open one of the links and you can take it with you, you can listen. But we're trying out different things. And again, I ask you, what are other people's choice in regards to these apps? Media Player, is that the cool? Linda, you know, I'm reading off your Any comments you might have in regards to this on the chat room? When it regards to the audio, because people don't always listen to radio in the morning. We have people that listen to radio in the morning, you know, and definitely like a lot of people. I like the old school AM talk shows. I do. That's why I'm doing this. That's why we're doing this. And many people will say, oh, well, I prefer the FM morning shows. Again, it's still a very minus talk show. That always brings people together. And the chat room brings people together. But people together with many different opinions. We have people that tune in and listen to the show that has no connection with the paranormal. They just think, oh, well, you're just funny. Well, thanks a lot. Is that good? Maybe. It's good to be funny. I mean, who wants to start
yes,
the
is.
Morning with a you know, with an attitude? I don't wake up. I practice, you know, when I go to work and I wake up to work in the morning, I have a pretty good attitude and all that. Those last hours from work is like when you're already worked up and you're like, yes, yes, yeah, and it's almost that time to clock out. And if you take that you sit down and you're just waiting for the moment to clock out, geez, well, last night, you know, I was like falling asleep. I was like, yeah, I said, geez, if I blink, my blinking was like in slow motion. Then when I walked outside, it was super windy. It was windy. It was cold. It was all crazy. And well, you know, I like to walk. And I was thinking, should I go there? Because you know that us men, when we go to the store, we might... You know, we forget things. I mean, you know, I don't do a shopping list or anything like that. As far as my thing, I know that it's important. You know, I know that it'll make life easier. But I'm not just that person. I think I just get up and go. I just get up and go. You're a planner. You said that you know. I said I'm gonna go somewhere and. Well, you better pack. I sometimes pack at the last moment, but I always make it out on time. I like to be an hour early before I go on air, or before if I'm going to participate in a conference or anything there. I'm early. I'm early. You know, I'm not rushed. I take it easy. But I'm like, hurry up and wait, but that, I prefer that. So that's the training that I have. Other people, you know, it's almost the hour for this person to be on air. He still hasn't showed up, or she still hasn't showed up. And then it's like that split seconds. They have about 5 seconds to be on the microphone. That person's not here. And then they just come in like all happy, like no worries, here I am, blah, blah, blah. You know, those people scare me. Oh, my goodness. Those people scare me. Those are the ones that says, you know, hey, we have an interview. You're sitting at tick-tock, 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 boom, you're on air. And that person then calls you, I won't be able to make it. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine that? We've been there. We've been there. Oh, what happened? When was that time that we were there? We were there when we were talking about the natural herbs. We were there. A medicine woman just decided not to come on the show. Oh, my God. Thanks a lot. Now I have a table full of medicinal plants that we were going to give out the explanation of out of it. Guided by our expert. And forget about it. That's when we became, it was okay to improvise. And I said, you know what? Every time we put up a show and we say it's going to be an open mic, it's because we don't have any title for that one. So whatever we're going to be talking about will be whatever we're going to be talking about. And it usually goes well. It goes pretty good. Okay. So weather conditions over there in your neck of the woods have been changing, you know, with the seasons. You still have tremendous amount of snow, right?
Oh, yes, we do. It is snowing right now.
It is snowing right now. Well, you know that a lot of people are moving out. I mean, we have Arias Dunham from WLOR is driving her way back to warm Florida. And she told us that she was in New Jersey, but she's moving down back to her hometown in Florida. So while people are like moving out of that winter seasoned area of the Northeast, your son is going that way. I hope that he has a good, you know. Is he a coffee drinker? I don't know. Maybe he doesn't.
Yes, he drinks some coffee. But while he's driving, he's eating those cow eyes. What you call them? Cow eyes? The little caramel with the white cream Santa?
Okay.
For his ride.
What kind of snack is that? I was going to ask you, thinking, well, cow eyes? I don't know. Linda, do we have cow eyes here in El Paso? How do you order that? You just say, I want some cow eyes, please. Where you go? To a rancher's? Oh, my goodness. That's paranormal right there. I don't know. I'm not used to those kinds of candies, but cow eyes.
Well, it's either
morning,
cow eyes or cow tails.
Five KOs. So Alenka's right there. Hopefully you received your book. We're really up. We're really much keeping track on that. I'm going to have to ask Gloria, but let us know, please, if you received your book from Rick Kieber, Forever Ash, because Rita, you're going to get your book today, right?
Yes, I am. It came in yesterday.
Okay, so I'm over here with mine, so I'm getting ready for this, for the book club. Yes, and we're talking about the book from Rick Kieber, Forever Ash. I have it right there. You know what? I have also The Forgotten Burial from Jodie Foster. These are books that came from our interviews with people. Well, I don't think Jodie has been on the show yet.
No, Jodie, I don't think she has.
Show yet. How do I have her book if she hasn't been on the show yet? It's not even signed. I have the Bigfoot book from Dina Palazzini. She was on the show. But how do I have this one? This is cool. Forgotten Burial, A Cry for Justice from Beyond the Grave. All right. This thing looks good. And I have the books that Anthony sent out for us. Young Ghosts by Daniel Cohen. This is a scholastic book. And given to me by Anthony Mello. How old is Anthony right now? Is 12? 13?
11.
Going for 13. He's what?
11.
With a mustache already?
If he has a mustache, he must be very, very blonde and you cannot see it.
Yes. Poor kid. He was showing you the hairs of his chest that you ripped it off. We're just making fun. But Anthony is a cool kid, and he contributed also with books. From Scholastic, he picked them up specifically, you know, especially because we talk about hauntings and ghosts. He sent us some books also. How beautiful it is to share and giving to others when you have the opportunity. It feels good inside, and so let it be part of your activity. Not only people say, I want, but, you know, but when you give, it gives you a good feeling inside. I don't know. Have you ever experienced that? If you have, it's because you are a person that also likes to share, to give. And when we do that, it comes from the heart, you know. It comes from the heart. So I appreciate all of you people that have this good action of giving and then thanking. Thanksgiving. And you see all of a sudden I'm jumping. I'm thinking turkey right now. I had this overdose of chicken. You know, I did the dumbest thing. I had chicken in the freezer. I had chicken wings still in the fridge. And then I went to the store and I brought more chicken. And I'm thinking, what? Why did I even buy more chicken if I already have it? They're right there. I don't know. It's the spending thing. And then all of a sudden...
You can never have enough.
You can never have it. Well, I was cooking. I cooked the other day. And then all of a sudden... Working over here on the computer, I picked up the phone and I find myself ordering a pizza. What did I do that for? You know? But, you know, people's choices, that's all about this show today. What kind of things that, you know, draws your attention? Let's hear from you, Rita, because you're like the voice of the chat room right now. And what will you say? What will you say about your choices of things that you, you know, do you follow the flow? Or you go on your own, you know.
I'm on my own. I do my own thing.
You do your own thing. So I noticed one thing. When we do like the assignments of what shows we're going to be looking at. But by the way, you know, I want to let other people know that when there is a book, we read the book. When there is a new song, we hear the music. When there's a documentary or something else that we would like to check on, we go there and we check on that too. And then we share our thoughts. Was it good? Was it great? You know, what was interesting? And so on and so on and so on. So over here, upon the many activities... By the way, we're having communication from Brian Kano from The Haunted Collector. You mentioned The Haunted Collector, that you were watching
yes.
it. Okay. And I was wondering if this is the saying, we will be back with new episodes to come. We're going to have to schedule this. This is good. Because a lot of you people want to listen to interviews and meet the people behind, you know, these shows. So Brian Kano is from the series The Haunted Collector will also be joining us here in the chat room. And we have, of course, the great Stephen Dersavi from Dead Files coming up. So think about all the good questions that you may have. That you will have, that you would like to know about it. That's that. This is like that opportunity that you girls, girls. Well, that came out like you girls. We want to ask. So have that ready. Have that ready. I like the busy mornings like this. All of a sudden, if you realize that it was so hard to get the interviews over here in the morning, but now. Hey, maybe it's because they were thinking about the my timing I don't know. It's kind of messed up because we are working with different stations, and we love WLOR, but, you know, we're also live through Apache Radio, and it's great. This is the kind of things that we want to do. So we're following all of this, and thanks that these are very good TV shows, people will be tuning in and all that. So help me, Rita. What is on your mind when it comes to that? Do you think what direction do you think, like, your opinion, the show should take? We stay
right
paranormal.
Now you're doing a great job. Yeah, I mean, paranormal is good. We get the good stories. You know, I know it takes a while for new stuff to come out and new documentaries, but talking about it, you know, I think it's really great. I love talking about the paranormal.
Well, get ready because we have the DVD from Hotel Camarillo that we'll be giving out, the signed DVD, and I saw it, and like I've mentioned, it's an interesting, very, very, very good for your collection. If you are a collector of these documentaries that has to do with the paranormal, we are. I had a big collection. Jeez. And where is it? Well, you know that ghosts disappear. All of a sudden I look, you know, thinking, jeez, where are all my DVDs? They're gone. Well, we're back. We're getting back. But right now, there are better shows and, you know, good enough to start, like, a new collection. We have, talking about collection, we have Linda Jenkins, and we're still we're going to be visiting her and meeting her haunted dolls. Can you believe this? And this is something, and Linda, now that you're there, the possibilities, and we're talking about haunted items now, okay, folks? We changed subject, folks. We're talking about haunted items right now. Are you there?
Oh. I'm here.
Okay. She collects haunted dolls. The dolls have spiritual attachments to them. And I don't know if this is something that is, I read this, and she said that she can bring them here. So, okay, it looks like I will have the haunted dolls here at our place where we do the chat room. Oh, that's going to be crazy. Well, listen to this. An apparition occurred at her place. If I'm correct, you let me know. So, an apparition occurred, and it was witnessed by people that are very close to her, that they were in disbelief of what they had just saw. And the story, if it's correct, and I'm going to read the chat room as a teleprompter right now. It says that she had people, or I don't know if they were like your coworkers or so, because we're talking about that they're going to help me out with the computers over here. So maybe that's why she says she could bring them to me, because they're going to be working on my computers. So that one of them or both of them said that a lady came out from her apartment to attend them, and there was not supposed to be anybody there, and that this figure, I don't know if the lady spoke to them. You tell me if I'm saying this correctly. And by the way, you know, either way, you're going to hear the story the way it is. But it says, so the men that were outside the apartment saw a woman, and she walked up to them. So you look at, hear this, the apparition of this woman walked up to them, and she's saying the men, so there's like more than one. Okay. Walked up to them. Did she say anything to them? That's what we're asking. Okay. She walked up to them. and laughed at them, turned around. Okay, I'm reading this. The apparition from her apartment walked up to the two men, laughed at them? Yes, they laughed at them and then walked back into the apartment, into her apartment. She collects haunted dolls, okay, and disappeared in front of her door. Now, are these the same guys that I'm going to be meeting over here? I'm not sure, but are these the same computer technicians? I'm asking her as she is in the chat room and she's typing right now. So, disappeared in front of her door. And at that moment, she was arriving at the house, I believe, at her place. And she has done this twice this week to two different men. Okay. Oh, okay. They're not the guys. I thought they were. Are there the computer guys that are going to come over here? No, she said no. Jeez. But you say that you can bring the dolls? You can bring the dolls with you? Seriously? I know that they're your dolls. You can do whatever. But when you bring the dolls to a place, right? When you bring the dolls to a place, does the spirit attachments of you know that are attached to these dolls move where the dolls are, or they stay at your home? I don't know if they move where the dolls are. That's I'm reading what she's typing, folks. Okay, you don't hear her voice, but she's in the chat room and she's writing these things down. They love to come with. They love to travel. You're hearing this, Rita, right?
Yes, I am.
They love to travel. And this is the doll that I've been hearing her name a lot, Anika. Anika is usually with me all day. Anika is with you all day. When you say that, are you with the dolls or you were talking about the spiritual attachment? I don't know. Again, folks, I am reading what she's answering me, and she's in the chat room. So just for you to know what show you are listening to.
You're listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
That's the reason I am reading the chat room. Before they said, you never pay attention to the chat room. I am paying attention to the chat room. And yes, she says, yes, they love to travel and the attention, the spirit. So the spirit, not the doll, is what you say travels with you. You see this? These dolls come from different places. These dolls come from different places, and the possibility of the haunting is not only seen on places, can be seen in small items like that, like this doll. And I tell you this as a witness, folks, because I don't lie when it comes to this paranormal thing, and I don't like when people play jokes, like saying they want to make me think of something. And I really, I saw this with my own eyes. As we were on Skype, she had these dolls sitting like in the, you know, on the back of, you know, the sofa. She was sitting, I believe that Linda was probably sitting on the floor, and the dolls were behind her, but set higher enough so I can see it from above her head. I can see the dolls right behind her. And I'm thinking that you were on a laptop. I was looking at these at the dolls, and I was observing, of course, through the Skype camera, what could have been pixels, because I was looking at one of the dolls, and I said, the little doll has her eyes closed, and she says no. But at my end over here, it appears to be blinking the eyes, and in one moment, close the eyes. I'm thinking, the way I'm seeing it here, it looks like the little one has her eyes closed, but the one next to it had a stare. You know, like the way the eyes were made and the way they were looking back at you, it was like very, very much intense. It's almost like it felt flirtatious, the look, okay? It felt that way. And I was looking, I said, that doll has, you know, the expression like she wants to talk to you, or she's happy to see you. The doll in the middle looks like she doesn't care. She's asleep. Now, the one next to it, I don't know which one is the name of that doll. Now that you're there, which was the doll? And this, folks, I saw it with my own eyes. The doll moved. The doll moved. If you can hear them, it won't stop. Okay, then they won't stop talking. And these are words, remember, we also shared when we were talking about the full body operation of Rosa, that I heard her words, but I felt, it's more like I felt the words in me. I felt her, and I'm talking about an apparition that I saw of my landlord when she passed away, that said to me, appeared to me at my place, and said, something is going, you know, we're going to have problems with the house, but don't worry about it, everything will be okay. Those were the words. I didn't see her mouth move, but I felt those words as those with the sound of her voice, but inside me, okay? I don't know if it makes sense, if you're understanding, but it's something that you feel inside. That's what she's saying. Well, I know that doll, I don't know the name of that. Is that Anika? That's Anika. You see? Bingo. That's Anika, the doll that has this character. That doll has a very, very, is one of a kind. I mean, Anika makes sense. Why does it make sense? Folks, again, we're listening to the chat room. Do you have any haunted items in your house, Rita? And by the way, we will be meeting Anika. I want to take a picture. I will take a picture with Anika, that doll. That doll is amazing. It moved. I saw it with my own eyes. And I know that it wasn't Linda that made her move. In fact, Linda didn't know the doll moved. I told, hey, that doll just moved. It moved like towards the other dolls. And that doll is like the dominant one. If I'm correct, it looked like that. And then she brought the dolls closer to the camera for me to have a close-up look to them. See, haunted places, haunted items, and there's haunted people, too. People maybe that fall under possession. Now, Rita, you were saying to me something very interesting that appeared in your house out of nowhere.
Yes. The apparitions that I saw before, and I have told you before that I thought and felt that it was my uncle that had passed not long ago, and we did with your ghost meter a little thing, and it said that we were talking to him. So, and of all the shadows and everything I've seen here, so this morning I went to clean out my closet, and I found a medical bracelet. You know the ones that the hospitals put on you in your arm when you check in? I found one of those, and it had his name on it. I was like, this has to be mine or my son. And when I picked it up to look at it, it was my uncle's. And I have no clue how it got there.
Okay, you moved into this place where you're talking about. And what she's referring to, the session that we did with the ghost meter, was a remote session with the ghost meter. I had the ghost meter here in West Texas, and we were on Skype when it happened, right?
Yes, we were.
Okay, we were on Skype. We did a session. I was showing her the ghost meter. The ghost meter was reacting to our questions. And it appeared that in one moment, Rita was the one asking the question because the ghost meter was connecting with her. And it appeared to be what we believe. Of course, there was no other audio but that ghost meter, her uncle. And you're saying that you have the bracelet? Why would you have the bracelet? Was he ever there at your house?
No, he was never here. He was too
were you
sick
with
to even
him?
Come here.
Okay, were you with him in his last moments?
No, I was not. I didn't get to go see him before he passed.
Has anyone from his family, directly from his part, like daughter, son, a cousin of yours, you know, has visit your place?
My sister had seen him before he passed, and she was here. His wife, my aunt, you know, she was always going to visit him, and she has been in my place, but they never brought, the only thing when he passed that his wife, my aunt, gave me was a little picture of him and a little saying, like a prayer and everything with it, because they didn't have a funeral. He was cremated.
He was cremated. They didn't have the funeral. How long was this? Give me a guesstimate.
I'm going to say 2 years ago.
And what she
right
gave
after we
you,
moved in here.
Right, so then what she gave you was just a picture.
Yes, she gave me a picture and I think a couple of pictures of me and him together when I was younger.
Has any one of your kids visit his house?
No, he passed away in a veteran's home. And none of the kids were allowed to go.
Did he live close by to you?
He lived in Hull, which is probably an hour or so drive from me, but the veteran's home he was in Chelsea. That's like right near Boston.
Did you visit him while he was in the hospital?
No, I never went. At first I was told he wasn't taking visitors because he had Alzheimer's. And he would get very upset if he doesn't remember anyone. So I never went. And then the closer it got to him passing, I was making arrangements with my aunt to go see him. And right after they're like, yeah, yeah, you can come. We're going this time. And then he had passed away.
So did you go?
No, he passed away before I could.
So you see, folks, does it make any, what questions can you have for Rita? I mean, this is the bracelet. Does it have a date?
Yes, January 4th of 2007.
January 4th, 2007. And where was this bracelet found? Was it found in a box? Was it found in the floor? Was
lying on the floor. It was behind, we have this big, I forget what you call them, but it's a military box that my son had sent stuff to us in that they would keep all their, like their boots and everything in. And my son keeps his tools in it now. And when I moved back, I found it right behind it.
You were moving furniture.
Yes, I was cleaning my closet out.
And it
appeared.
In
this same closet. Yes.
And it just appeared there on the floor.
It was there on the floor, and I was like, what's this? And I'm like, oh, it's one of those medical bracelets. I'm like, must be mine or my son's. But it doesn't look like it's ever been on him or anything. And I picked it up, and I read my uncle's name on it. And I wondered, how did that get in there? And it's weird, you know, because I didn't have this. And my son had called and I talked to him this morning and told him what was happening and about the session we had with the ghost meter. Right after I finished that, we had nothing but a tapping on the phone between me and him. He could not hear it, but I could. We hung up. I called him back and I thought, oh, it's gone. Then it came back again. And it literally sounded like somebody was just tapping.
Remember that you were telling us that you had saw that you were seeing things, that there
yes.
was noises in the kitchen, that I think Anthony told you something like that, and that you mentioned also a shadow.
Yes, and then I've been seeing a lot of shadows.
And then you discover this thing. And we were talking about it. So did the ghost meter have anything reaction when you put it close to the this bracelet?
I have not tried that yet, but when, like last month when I was using the ghost meter and I told you it didn't go off, but the meter rose up a little bit when I had it in my doorway. And when I aimed it at the closet, it really started going off, but I just took it as, well, it must be because there's a pipe in there. That must be the reason. I don't know if it's a water pipe or what, but there is a pipe in there. And I'm like, that must be the reason. Hmm. But I have seen two of the shadows that were like a foot tall ran across a few months ago, ran across my doorway and into the closet that's right next to my doorway where I found this.
Well, you know that we've been mentioning him, and the ghost meter did have some response. And now that you're saying this to us, I'm sure that it was quite a long time, that moment when we were using the ghost meter and we started talking about your uncle. And and then you share this discovery, that this thing that you found. So this was yesterday.
This I just found this morning.
This morning?
Yes.
Makes it even weird because you were moving furniture yesterday and you find this morning.
Yes, I was cleaning my son's room around, moving it around yesterday. And this morning I said, let me tackle that closet so I can put things back in there. And when I did, I found this on the floor, which I was very shocked to find.
Well, yeah, you put that item in a secure place and well, keep it close. For some reason, you know, when spirits want to communicate with you, they will use any medium that they can have in order to get your attention. Now, when you're mentioning someone, in this case a loved one like your uncle, and out of the blue, a bracelet that he might have used, and this is the other question. Does the date on that bracelet coincide with the date, probably the year that he passed away?
No. He passed away in the last, not this past Christmas, but the Christmas before, right before Christmas.
Right before Christmas,
so like in 2000, and about 2013, he passed.
He passed away 2013, and this is from 2007.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Rhea, I don't know what else to ask you regards to this. but again, like I mentioned, when the spirits want to communicate with you, they will use any mean possible that they can find. And tangible evidence of these activities is present, like in the case of a bracelet, of a hospital bracelet that appears from out of nowhere. It appears, but this could have been seen the very moment that we were mentioning him, but it wasn't there at the time. A lot of vacuuming, a lot of cleaning around the house and all that have occurred ever since, and moving furniture yesterday, because of course you shared that information with us on our calls and on Facebook, and that you were all busy, and then this morning you appear with this bracelet that came out of nowhere. Both your kids weren't there. You were only giving a picture of him. I think that you should unite that bracelet with the picture right now that you have of your uncle, and take a picture of it. Send it to me. I want to see it. I want to see the bracelet.
I already sent you a picture of the bracelet.
Already? Wow, you're fast.
Yes, I sent it this morning.
Okay, then I have to check that.
Like right after I found it.
Thanks a lot for sharing this short story with us. Like I said, wow, I don't know what else to ask you. If it doesn't coincide with the year that he passed away, you weren't at the service, you didn't visit, you weren't at the hospital, neither your kids were there.
No.
His wife only gives you a picture of him so that you have memory of him, and then you have this bracelet. It wasn't your possibly your dad could have possibly brought it. You know, I'm trying to think how would it be possible. I don't think your grandchildren were there. They're very young.
No, they never met him.
Jeez, how did this appear in your place? I had a mysterious disappearing of things here. I have this this box of incense, that Japanese incense, because I light an incense here every day. I light an incense here, the smoke, you know, I just do it for relaxation, for prayer and that. So I have this box full of incense, right? Full of it, I have the box full of incense, and now I have the box with no incense inside them. All the incense disappeared. I don't have anyone else. No one else lives here with me. So all the incense just totally disappeared, Rita. They're not on the floor. Yes, it is.
I'd really be shocked if someone told you, hey, out of nowhere I found these incense in my house.
Yes, but, you know, wherever it could have gone, I mean, it's only there. It's nowhere. It's nowhere. The incense are nowhere. All the incense that were in that box just totally disappeared. They were wrapped around. They had paper around them. The paper that explains the fragrance of the incense and all that and blah blah blah. Well, that paper is in the box, but no incense is in this box. And I opened the box to pick at least three of them to light out. I light up when it comes to those Japanese style incense, I light up three. It doesn't have it doesn't have the stick to it. These are type of incense that you put in over already burnt ashes. Okay, so I collect the ashes of the incense. That's why I have those types. I collect the ashes of that incense once it's burnt. So I look. No incense. Doesn't make sense. See, some things don't make sense when it comes to paranormal. That's what makes it interesting.
Nope.
That's what makes it. It's almost like a floating table. That doesn't make sense of defying gravity. But it happens. It happens. And when it happens and you're there, you have just witnessed one of the wonders, I will say, of and mysteries in person. So, and talking about what happened to you, that's, for example, talking now about the haunted collector, the Safis family, they will take a look at the bracelet, for sure. And how exciting that soon we're going to have Brian Kano also with us. So, you know, he's had many experiences collecting, and removing the haunted items from these different places. So we're going to have a good chat with Brian Kano about all this. But wow, Ree, that's very interesting. I mean, that is paranormal. Or it is.
Yes.
Is it paranormal or is it not paranormal? But I don't know. There's always going to be somebody, well, that's a logical explanation. Rita, you sleepwalked towards your uncle's house. You went inside and you just picked the bracelet and you sleptwalk back to your home, and that's how it happened. You see, there's an explanation. That's the most logical one, so let's leave it at that. You're a sleepwalker. You have the bracelet with you all the time, or probably you didn't know. Do you even have things like this in your house?
The only medical bracelets I have in my house is that belong to me and my children.
There you go. So you do have medical bracelets kept in your house?
Yes, I keep them with, because you can't rip them up because they got that plastic on them. So I put them in with their medical file.
So you have their medical files. You see how organized she is, folks? You have the medical files, and you have the bracelets inside a folder, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you keep that there. And you cut the bracelet maybe when you arrived at your house.
Yes, we cut it, or some of them they can just rip right off because they're kind of papery here. This one has plastic on it.
So the ones that have plastic on it, because you left the hospital with it, it was not cut in the hospital. It was not cut off in the hospital. You drove your kids back to your place, and you cut the braces off yourself. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the bracelet that you found of your uncle, is it the type of plastic that needed to be cut off?
Yes, it is. But it has, it must have been the sticky thing when you attach it around the wrist, and that part is folded over the front. So I can't even peel it up. It's down there good. And the other side looks like a machine or something cut the other end.
Yeah. So there you go. Your uncle visit your house, your place.
Well, I've always said it has to be him since I saw the apparition in my hall.
It's true. You have a visitor in your house. You have a visitor in your place.
Yes, and I was his, everyone's always told me since I was little, I was his favorite niece.
You were his favorite niece. You have a visitor in your house, and we were mentioning his name all the way, all the time.
All the time.
Remember that the ghost meter was affirmative when we asked him, is it him? And it said yes.
Yes, it did.
And you found that. Physically, he never visited your place.
No, he has not been in here because he was, for the last few years, he's been sick with Alzheimer's. So he either stayed home, and then shortly after that, he went into the Veterans Hospital, and he was there, I would say, for the last maybe year, if maybe not even that long, and then he passed away.
And you had that story, you know, it happened. This, folks, just happened today, okay? The story that Rita is sharing with us happened today. And it's interesting because this was her uncle, and we've been mentioning him, and we did a session with the ghost meter that by coincidence we were talking about him. 60 seconds to finish the show. Jeez, Rita, this is you know, that's freaking crazy. It's cool.
It
is.
You
put that bracelet with his picture together. Put it in a special.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Maybe prayer. We'll do some prayer with him. And thanks a lot for sharing. And all of you guys there in the chat room, thanks a lot for being with us. And remember that our upcoming interview will be with Wayne Poe, the director of Hotel Camarillo. DVD will be given away, and then next Monday, Steve DeChavi from Dead File will be with us. So be safe, be loved, and good morning. You know, have a good one. Bye-bye.